for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Deftones are here tonight. Chino and Chi are both here from the band. Good to see you guys. It's been a long time. We found out it's been 3 years.
Oh, my God.
I just assume everyone is in here every year, so.
Yeah, it seems like it, doesn't it?
And especially.
That's those bands that throw out records every, you know, few months.
Yeah.
We tend to take time making records.
I was surprised that the new CD, which is coming out this Tuesday, is called Deftones. This is the first one in 3 years.
Yeah,
that's seems like that for not putting out an album in 3 years, you guys have been around a lot.
Yeah,
I mean, people have been talking and seeing you on places and playing and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, not too much. I mean, we've been recording the record pretty much for about a year, a little over a year. We did one tour in the middle of it. That was Australia. That was an Australian tour. It was called The Big Day Out. It was like three week long ordeal. But other than that, we've been cooped in the studio for like the last year and a half.
You guys are going to be out with Linkin Park, Metallica, and Limp Bizkit on the Summer Sanitarium Tour. Linkin Park was in here just...
Thursday.
What was it, Thursday?
Yeah, I think so.
Wednesday. Nice kids, those kids.
Mm-hmm.
Little geeky for guys who rock that hard, but nice guys. I don't know. They seem pretty good to me. I like them. You guys like those guys?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, they're good. They're nice guys.
Uh-oh. No, no bad blood?
All right. No, not at all.
What about Metallica? Have you guys gone out with them before?
No, we never have.
You looking forward to that?
Yeah, it should be good. It should be really good.
Yeah.
It's kind of quite a mixture there of metal.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds good. All right, I'm not going to do the radio thing, Anderson. Come on, please. No, I refuse.
You mean Metallica?
It's hot. It's kind of hot outside tonight, like it's the first warm night in a while. Yeah. And I noticed driving here that I have this theory that people are sort of like roaches, that when it gets hot, they take to the street.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, in the middle of the dog days of summer, sometimes you go out at 3 in the morning, smoke a cigarette, you're standing out in the sidewalk, and you see roaches just sort of standing there, and you wonder, where are they the other 350 days out of the year?
Yeah.
People are kind of that way. Trying to get here tonight, just a bunch of people like roaches just being, like the moon drew them outside. Like, it was 68 degrees tonight, so everyone just went out.
So bad, I couldn't wait to get in here and talk to you about it.
Oh, really?
Where people were stopping, like... I pull out of my house into the driveway. A car was coming down the road that I was going to merge with. Stops in the middle of the street.
Yeah, what is it? What is it about? Is that what's going on?
I think that's what's going on.
I thought heat was supposed to speed molecules up, not slow everything down.
It speeds up the ones that were slowed down and brings them out.
That's a good point. They normally just be waiting to die in front of the TV set.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to hear something off the new Deftones CD, which, like I said, is not coming out until Tuesday, and we'll hear a couple of songs off it. Also, if you guys want any tour date things or any information on the Deftones, you guys got a website you want to give out?
Deftones.com.
There you go. That has all the info on anything anyone wants.
Yeah. They've got maverick.com also on the back of your CD.
I think that's the Maverick's thing, which I eventually have a link to Deftones.com. Okay. Mm.
Brittany?
Hello?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, I have this problem. I can't stop cheating on my boyfriend.
Cheating?
Yeah, cheating on
him. Did you not say on your boyfriends?
Yeah.
So,
like, all my boyfriends I've ever had,
all the ones you've ever had.
But
right now,
right now
you have one boyfriend.
I have two.
You have two boyfriends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she's consistent.
Is that what you mean by cheating? Is that you can't have a single boyfriend at a time, or you consider yourself committed to these two and you're cheating on them?
Every boyfriend I've ever had, I don't know why. I just can't help but cheat on them.
All right, you've got to answer this question.
Let me ask it, Drew, because you're too smart. You can't communicate. It's like stupid people do well with animals, you know, like retarded kids communicate well with dogs, whereas professors don't know what to do. You know, they use big words. I can communicate with the stone kids
and
call this show and the animals. Is there a third penis in this equation, or are you just going back and forth to these two guys?
There's about four in this equation.
Four penises.
Why do you consider the two your boyfriend?
because they've asked me to be their girlfriend, and like one of them I just don't really consider my boyfriend anymore because he makes no attempt to contact me or get a hold of me or talk to me.
How
or
dare
anything.
He? Wow, the nerve.
Merity.
Yeah. Okay, so he's not your boyfriend.
Not, I don't consider him one. But
well, so you're cheating on one guy.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so
the other guy you haven't talked to in quite some time.
Yes.
Do you have sex with these people?
Yeah.
Okay, right. But listen, wait a minute. How can you say you're cheating on two boyfriends except for one boyfriend doesn't talk to you anymore and he doesn't make any attempt to call, so that relationship's over?
When we were actually, like, seeing each other, I cheated on him with his best friend.
Okay, but it's all over. So where's your dad?
My dad lives in Tennessee. I recently moved down here.
Mm-hmm. What happened to him? What happened between you and him?
Oh, we have a great relationship, actually.
Always?
We've always been, like, we're really close. Me and my mom are really close as well. But my stepmom got really sick, and I've always wanted to live with my mother just, you know, because, like, I never had the picture-perfect mommy-daughter relationship.
Why?
You know?
Why?
They got divorced before I was 3.
And what happened? Why?
They were too young. My mom was only, like, 18 when they got married.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody cheat on anybody?
No, they didn't. They just didn't have any support from families. My mom's parents hated my dad. My dad's parents said my mom was a gold digger. So, I mean...
Your dad
didn't
was a
work
digger.
Out from the start. Huh?
He probably drove like he had like a new Impala or something, so they thought she. Yeah. And wait, are you allowed to use the S word?
I'm sorry. He had a very dumpy white car.
Listen, here's the deal. Then your parents are fine. You're not screwed up.
Yes, she is. Yes,
then
she is.
Stop it.
There's only two possibilities here. One is that you're afraid of intimacy. You're afraid of being abandoned or left or closeness, and so you. As a way of sort of protecting yourself, you always leave some safety valves open. You keep other relationships kind of strung along. So if the one you're focused on doesn't work out, you kind of jump over to another one. But this sounds like something more than that. It sounds like you're sort of sexually compulsive, right? You have sex with all these different people, and you can't help it, and you can't say no. And that, you know, that's sort of a trauma thing.
I was that way in high school.
It's not always like having sex.
With myself.
Yeah.
All right, you're not always having sex. Then just stop it then, all right?
All right, I have one more question.
No, I'm done with you. I don't like her. She's cheating on her boyfriends with the best friend. Nothing worse you can do. But I think she's just one of these girls that wanted a little drama.
A lot of drama.
A lot of drama.
I wonder if she was even bipolar the way she was behaving.
Well, the world may never know, Drew.
Want to ask if the mom's bipolar?
No.
Dad's bipolar?
All right. No. All that's right. Going to take 10 minutes. Chino, you ask if her mom is bipolar. Go ahead.
Is your mother bipolar?
Actually, I was diagnosed with bipolar.
Oh, Chino, you're a genius. High five. High five. Yeah. See, this kid plays rock and roll. He knows psychology. What? Drew, why didn't you come up with that?
All right. So this can be part of bipolarity, too, this hypersexuality and the hyperbolic activity and chaos. So take your meds. Make sure the levels are right.
It's like Chino was just laying back. He's like... like a long ball hitter just waiting on his pitch, you know? Mm-hmm. Took one inside, took one outside, got brushed off the plate, saw a couple strikes go by, didn't flinch, just waiting for that one to be grooved down the middle, and then pow.
There was.
Pow, with the bipolar, straight over the 405 mark in dead center. Very impressive. Philip?
Yes?
You're 20?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I've been having, like, this kind of, like, thing, like, when I go to the bathroom.
I know.
The S-Fest.
So funny.
The S-Fest.
She said, what can we say before we go on the air? And I said, no S and no F.
Otherwise, whatever.
And then the first two callers worked the S right in, and not even really in an important way, just a piece of S, car, hurt like S. You know, sort of throwaway S. Throwaway S stuff. All right, I don't know.
Chicken ass.
Yeah. Do we have? That's right. You guys are burning your asses.
Let's just quickly get deal with Phil.
Really?
No, don't go back to him yet, please.
All right.
Why? Because you're afraid he might say something else?
Because he's a total idiot, and look at the red light.
Anderson wants to punish him.
And it's an important call.
No, it's not.
Guy hurts when he pees. He's having
STD. Good. Tell him what to do.
That's a sign. It says on the board here that he had unprotected sex, and now it hurts when he pees. And that's a...
Penicillin.
Yeah, it's a sexually transmitted. Actually, it's azithromycin that we use sometimes with a shot or some Levaquin on top of that. That in fact, everything's resistant to penicillin now. It used to be penicillin.
Really?
Yeah.
Go to the doctor. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right. Done with him. Let's talk to Catherine, who's 14. Catherine?
Hi.
You got a question for the band?
First of all, I want to say, Chino and T, I love you guys, especially Chino. My God, Deftones are such a big part of my life. My boyfriend and mine's song is like, Be Quiet and Drive Far Away. And Chino, I love you so much. My boyfriend's really jealous. I talk about you all the time. Can't wait till Tuesday. But yeah, I heard a rumor that you guys were going to tour with Korn after Ozfest and Summer Sanitarium, and I was wondering if that was true.
You know, I heard that same rumor. And I think it was somebody from Korn. I think Jonathan specifically had mentioned it to someone at MTV that would be a tour that they'd be looking forward to doing in the fall sometime. And honestly, I wouldn't mind doing it. I think it could be fun. I just we have to see the logistics of it all. But I wouldn't mind touring with them. We spent so much time when we were both bands were coming out where we tried to distance ourselves from them just because we were. Right when we came out, we were compared to them so much, so we tried so hard to distance ourselves from them by not touring with them and by doing things separate from them. But I think now, you know, we've established ourselves and we've done what we had to do, and I think it'd be a good thing to tour with them, definitely.
Right.
I think it'd be fun more than anything.
Well, I really hope you guys do, because I love Korn and I love you guys, and you guys are, like, so humongous in my life. And
right on. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Could we play that first song on the end of that?
Yeah. All right. We'll do that. You queued up there, Anderson?
This is a song the record company seems to be very excited to have played.
Yeah, I think this is the first single that we released.
Off the
new Deftones record, titled Deftones Minerva.
That's the Deftones, everybody. New CD is called the Deftones. It's coming out on Tuesday. Steven's just joined us along with Chi and Chino from the Deftones.
Stefan.
Oh, Stefan.
It's like the telephone.
Didn't we just get into that last week?
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Yeah. Wow. It's almost like I was building toward calling Stefan Steven.
Yeah.
Last week we had Steven from
Jenkins.
Third Eye Blind was in here. Spells his name S-T-E-P-H-A-N. And I said, how the hell is that Steven?
You talked for a half an hour about that.
And I said,
well, I agree with you on that. That's wrong.
It's wrong. Yeah, and the V-E-N is Steven. And then we just got into this conversation where, well, look, I don't know why, but people spell Steven with a V-E-N and they spell Steven with a P-H-E-N. And we went round and round about it. And I thought it was wrong. And now here's Stefan.
Bam. You spell it wrong, too, I think.
Drew, how does that work in life? Is there anything to that?
It's parents trying to
be cool.
Yeah, be cool.
But why is it I go on a jag on it all last week and I never went on a jag on it before?
Oh, that's probability.
Shouldn't I know this is coming?
Yeah, evidently.
All right. Sorry there, Stefan. Charlotte?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I was at a party about 2.5 months ago, and I got incredibly drunk, and I blacked out. I don't remember it. And I missed my period a couple times, so I went to a pregnancy center. Mm-hmm. And as it turned out, I am pregnant with twins.
Mm.
How'd you find out you had twins?
They told me.
How'd you find out?
What do you mean?
What test did they do to check for twins?
They did a sonogram and stuff. I'm not really sure.
They did a sonogram?
Yeah.
How long have you been pregnant? How many months?
I guess it's almost 3 now.
Okay. And you just recently did a sonogram?
Last week.
Okay. And that's when they saw the twins?
Is that a little early?
Yeah.
Little, but it's all right.
Well, what? They can tell if you're pregnant. A pregnancy test will tell you if you're pregnant, won't tell you if you have twins?
No.
I didn't do a home pregnancy.
The only way you can tell what you got in there is with the ultrasound.
Mm-hmm. I can thump a woman. I can tell, like a melon. Yeah. I know what a woman's right. I can tell triplets. I know what color the kid is. I can tell everything.
Well.
Tell he's going to do on his SATs. Oh, yeah. That should be a good job for me, just going around thumping, telling what to do. All right, so, this kid's going to be a welder. This kid's going to be vice president. I know it all. Charlotte?
Yeah.
So you're assuming that something was done to you when you were passed out?
Well, I always thought myself as a virgin, and now I'm pregnant, so.
You don't have a boyfriend or anything like that?
No, I'm not someone to, you know.
Wait, that wasn't an answer to the question.
It's immaculate conception.
She thinks of herself as a virgin, or?
Well, you said you were passed out at the party, and you were surmising that somebody had sex with you while you were passed out, right?
Well, I guess I don't know if I was passed out. I just don't remember the night. I just remember going there.
Okay, so you have no boyfriend.
No.
And to the best of your knowledge, you've never had sex with a guy.
And you
well, obviously, I had to have had sex with a guy.
You have no idea who it could be?
No, I mean, this is a pretty big... I mean, I've never been to a party like this, and my father was an alcoholic, so I never wanted to drink or anything because I was pretty scared of it.
Where's my bourbon?
Right, and then so you did drink.
Yeah.
That was your first time drinking.
Yeah, I've been pretty careful with myself, but...
And then you blacked out first time, wow.
And all the caution to the wind.
Well, I've always just said, you know, I told myself after my father left that I'm not going to let myself be like that, and I've been doing really well, and I took care of my mom and stuff, but,
Time to reward yourself with a blowout.
Let me just give a little word of caution to everyone listening to the show and possibly people in the room. Never announce, I'm never going to do this. After it never works out. It's like, when I saw the hurt and anger in my mother's eyes after knowing she was a prostitute, I swore that, and then it's like, what's the next part? Mm-hmm. You're turning tricks at 4 months after that. Never make these kind of declarations or proclamations where you're not going to turn out like
someone. It just means you are going to turn out that way, right?
Yes, you know what you should do? It
guarantees it.
Here's what would stop you from doing it. Say, boy, my dad was a class A boozer. I'm going to follow in his footsteps. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be a better boozer than dad was.
No, that fails too.
Oh, it does?
That's my kind of
right. Oh, happen? Oh. All right. Did you actually make the proclamation?
I did. And, you know, he's uncircumcised, and I was like, God damn it.
I'm going to be more uncircumcised than him. And you know what? I'm not really sure. I might be.
Really?
Yeah. My sweater's got a really thick hood.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It's impressive.
He's got a sharp hay between his legs. Wow, that is great. But it really shoots holes in my theories. But
sorry about
still,
it.
I'm proud that you made that proclamation.
Sure.
All right, so Charlotte.
Yeah.
So now you got twins in you, and it's been how long? A few months?
3 months, you said.
Three.
And you really have no idea who the father is.
No, I don't remember the night.
So what's your plan?
Well, I feel just pretty much awful about it because I feel like a terrible person because it's just so... It's just I feel disgusted with myself. So I decided I don't want to kill the children by doing an abortion.
Well, it's too late for an abortion, right?
I think so. Well, yeah. Actually, the
you could do one gotcha. 3 months into
the
it. It's first trimester.
Saying, the problem the thing is I can't find it. Right now they're saying, you know, now's the time for it. They really want me to have an abortion.
Yeah, and that was the latest.
And they're pretty much saying it's now or never.
Right.
And they won't give me any, I really want to do an adoption.
Great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Dude, do you get a 2-for-1 on a twin abortion?
Well, I think if I do an open adoption, I'll be able to find a parent that would take both of my children. But
or two.
Yeah, but I'm the thing is, my mom is a little bit mentally dysfunctional.
Right.
And I have to take care of her, and I just wondered if it'll slow my performance.
Your performance is
being pregnant with twins will help, will make it difficult for you to take care of somebody else?
Yeah, like, will I be
yes.
able to function?
It can slow
you down.
Are
you smoking cigarettes while you're talking to us?
No.
What is that?
I'm freezing.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm so sorry.
All right, so listen, Charlotte, here's the plan. Here's the plan.
Sorry.
You've got a great short plan, term. Though, Charlotte. You got a great plan.
Give the kids up for adoption.
Right.
No more booze unless you're over at Uncle Adam's house.
The fact that you blacked out so easily is sort of a marker for alcoholism, so we can sort of suspect you've got that gene.
My father.
I know, you got the gene. You got it. So just watch what you do with it.
The problem is, also, should I tell him if I'm pregnant?
Tell who?
My father, because I sort of didn't want to talk to him.
Don't
try
to hide it. Don't make things worse. Yeah, focus on this.
He's the only way I can get money because my mom's dysfunctional. I.
Okay, tell your dad when he's sober.
He's I'm thankful to him because he left us and.
He did you a big favor, you mean? Leaving.
It was the biggest favor because I was only like 13 and he beat me, my mom. My mom couldn't do anything.
All right, listen.
Don't communicate with him.
Listen, I'm coming up with a new plan. You have to freeze yourself right now. It's like Walt Disney. Get that cryogenic tank and you just dip yourself in the liquid nitrogen because this is a stumper. Oh, and you know, some guy's going to hook up with this in a few years.
Oh,
I met the most beautiful, greatest. She's totally cool.
I've never felt like this about somebody before.
Okay, give the kid up for adoption. Kids up for adoption.
Get some help with your mom, maybe from the state.
No more boozing.
Social services. And no more boozing.
And
stay away from your dad.
Keep your grades up. Go far away to college.
There you go.
All right. Deftones in here tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Tom Arnold, and you're listening to Loveline with Adam... What's his name?
Carolla
and Dr. Drew.
Hey!
What's up, Adam?
What's happening?
You seem very thoughtful.
Just watching the guys do their work.
Put your test down, guys. Adam gets very distracted.
There's nothing finer than ethnic bunch.
Adam gets very distracted.
You know what I mean?
All right, Drew, you take over.
All right, here we go. This is Lindsay 19. Lindsay.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What's up?
Nothing much. So are you guys going to give me some advice?
This is where you talk. We don't know what we're giving advice about.
Okay, well, I have this problem. Oh, let me hold on. Okay. Every time, like, I'm having sexual intercourse with my boyfriend, like, we'll be having sex. It's great. I mean... I'm, like, having lots of fun. And then he'll just lose it. He'll lose his heart on, and he'll just go limp. And I'm just like,
how long before that happens?
How long has it been happening?
No, how long before it happens?
Like, we'll be having sex maybe for, like, 5 minutes, and, like, we'll switch positions, you know?
And he just lose it. No condom or anything?
No condom, no.
That position switch is tough.
Has he been to Toronto or, you know... China recently?
China.
SARS.
Could be SARS.
SARS.
SARS?
It's for sure SARS. For sure.
It's for sure
SARS.
I feel like I'm not satisfying him, and then I'm just like, well, what do you want me to do? And I hate
Do you mean satisfying or SARS-fying? It's SARS.
Sadars-fying.
Sardars-fying him.
Now look,
and I'm not being sarcastic here when I say that.
We're Sarsry. That's
are
really
you sure
rude.
He's not just being sneaky.
No, it's okay.
I'm Sarsry for my
Sarsry.
That's really inappropriate. But listen, Lindsay, when guys do this, it almost never has anything to do with his attraction for you, okay,
really?
Or what you're doing. That's not what happens. In fact, more often than not, a guy that's sort of too into it, it's anxious and then sort of overwhelmed by things, that's the guy that's going to lose it.
He does get into it, too. I mean, you should see his face. It's kind of scary.
No thanks.
Could you send us a picture?
That's all right.
But that's okay. The other thing
is he doing drugs or alcohol or on medication?
Yeah, I think that's what was wrong. And
Lindsay just wants to talk to the Deftones.
Oh, yeah.
Horny goat weed, yeah, Lindsay.
I think that's what the deal
is. I want to talk to you guys from Deftones.
Yeah.
My best friend would. She's crazy about him.
Well, Deftone himself is sitting to my left.
Really?
I'm crazy about him, too.
I love that Johnny Deftone.
And she has a question, too. She's wondering about her boyfriend, but in reality, I was trying to call for her advice.
Oh, this is her with the boyfriend with the penis problem?
No, well, her boyfriend too.
All right, we're in too deep.
Yeah. Whatever.
That's
we're cutting our losses.
I guess Lindsay just didn't really care. She just sort of whatever.
Yeah.
It's just
Dano.
Yes, that would be I, guys. How you doing?
You're 21.
I sure am.
You have a question for the band?
Yes, sore? I do. Actually,
he said that would be I.
I know.
That was very Chaucer of him.
I try, man. I got to get in where I fit in, man. You know what? Actually, it's more so of a thanks, man, because I went to the OBC6.
Hold on a second. There's nothing worse than a guy with a rap. I don't mind a clever guy, but I just hate that guy where, you know the guy you're talking to where it feels like that's 180th time he said whatever he just said to you that day? You know the car salesman guy? It's like, yeah, what do you guys pay for these? I could tell you, but I have to kill you. You know, that guy just sounds like he says everything over and over and over again. Hey, I think he only sounds good to him and really drunk chicks. All right, let's get back to Dano. Come on, Dano, what's your question, buddy?
Ouch, man, that hurt. I'm crying, dude. Actually, no, my thing was, I just wanted to say thank you, man, to Chino and the guys, dude. I know the rest of them can't be there, but, yeah, musically, you guys have really put the chill in my spine, so... Aside from that, question was, I mean, I don't know, some people have a fear of flying and whatnot. I mean, how's the situation work when you guys are traveling? Because I know you guys got the show at the Roxy, then you guys got the whole deal in Sacramento on the 20th, so.
So flying? No, we're driving. It's not that far. It's only 6 hours, so we don't have to fly to that. But we have been flying. Is that what you're saying? Like, were we afraid to travel?
Some members of your band have a fear of flying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't like to fly. I mean, if I don't have to, I don't enjoy it. I mean, I think when you fly, you take a chance. So, you know what I mean? You put yourself in some sort of position of, you know, but you can't. I mean, you can't. I'd rather get my job done and do what I got to do instead of live in fear of it. I mean,
absolutely.
You know. It's gonna happen. You just
get loaded on the plane. It's cool. I mean, you have a couple drinks, right? Mill you out.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. That's my plan. You're not flying.
Get the Mr. T shot.
Yeah, I don't have to do anything.
Friday already,
Mr. T. I love that. I love the A team when it's like, we got to get on this cargo plane, BA. You know I don't fly, sucker. And then it's like, well, okay, drink this. Buttermilk. I love buttermilk. You're not gonna try nothing on me, are you? No. Okay. Creamy buttermilk. How did you know I love buttermilk? Give me that. Gunk, gunk, gunk. It's like he would
banned. From the rest of the conversation.
Poor Anderson to break up his conversation with
Sarah Ann.
It was about cussing, ironically.
Oh, really? Yeah, see, there you go. We're really coming full circle tonight.
You really didn't say a bad word. You said,
Yeah, you kind of mumbled the F word part.
I do.
But I think
it was your work, though.
I won't even lie.
All right.
Continue, please.
Stacy?
Yes.
You're 23?
Yes.
What's up?
I can't keep a boyfriend. I don't know what happens to them. They just all have their own little reasons and leave and...
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you're
fat. What was the last reason?
The what?
What was the last one? What was his reason?
had a problem. He had had a problem with drugs.
No.
Yeah.
And
have they all been drug addicts?
No, I generally don't date drug addicts, but I didn't know he had had a drug problem whenever I started seeing him, and then he told me, and he was going to all these meetings and stuff. He was really trying to get his life straightened out.
Yeah.
And they said that he couldn't date for like a year after.
Right. Okay. So there's a good, there's a medical reason for this guy to leave you. How about the one before that?
He had mommy-itis.
Mommy-itis.
I see.
He wanted to return home to
mommy's hip.
He had to return home to his mommy?
What?
All right. Now listen. It's really like you know what this show is like? It's like a chimp saw a murder and we have to investigate, you know? It's like, did you see what color was the man? What's that mean? What's that mean? What? 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 Oh, who cares?
But here's the deal. At 23, all your relationships should end.
It's
they
true.
Should not end in marriage. They should you should go through a few, and but they should not work out, and then finally you'll figure out the one, what's right for you.
Okay, if you got a guy, if something consistently is happening to you,
a specific pattern,
consider it your fault.
Yeah, it's definitely your fault.
Yeah, you're going after drug addicts, or you're going after guys that are trying to want to go back with their mom. If guys are dumping you, that means you're dating out of your pen a little bit.
But she,
you know what I'm saying?
She may just had four boyfriends that didn't end in marriage.
No, but here's the thing. If the last four guys you dated dumped you, that means you're a six and you're dating eights.
Mm.
Or in this case, you're a three and you're dating fives.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it's the same with a guy.
Numbers don't match.
Yeah, because anyone can use the rap, get it going for a pull a couple of months. I mean, back when I was a loser, I'd date some hot chicks on occasion, but eventually, after 6-8 weeks, they'd kind of wise
wear
up.
Off
yeah. They'd wake up, they'd chew through the duct tape, and many of them were able to escape. No, they'd wise up. They'd like, listen, I'm good looking, I'm an actress, model, I'm nice looking. This guy's got to borrow his roommate's car to come over to my house. Like, it's screwing.
I don't like riding on a stool in the front seat of his car anymore.
Right. What are you talking about?
Didn't you have your bench seat?
Oh, I had
stools.
I had a Mazda truck that didn't have the bench seat. It had a couple of bar stools that were, screwed down to the floorboards, and had to use vice grips to crank the windows down. That's always a bad sign. Whenever you have to use vice grips or pliers,
do anything.
Crank the window crank shut. Got the vice grips on there.
It's not when you just use them, but when they're locked on and
when
still there.
Dedicated
vice grips.
Yeah, where you can't actually use the vice grips for stuff. Like I got to take a rusty screw out. No, I can't switch channels. Believe them. You gotta get new vice grips to do vice grip work. Yeah, same with pliers. Yeah, it's a bad sign.
Can't afford the new vice grips.
It's a bad sign. When there's anything on your car that's not an actual car part, like when you have the antenna that's the coat hanger, when there's some duct tape holding the bumper back on, the antenna muffler work is good too, the coat hanger muffler work where they use a little of that wire antenna hang that muffler up there. It's always a bad sign. All right, let's. You know what the real bad one is? I saw it just the other day, the Saran Wrap wind wing.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody punched out the wind wing in the car. Now you just have that Saran Wrap.
And why didn't they always put the red Saran Wrap?
It's always the wrong. It's weird color. Yeah. Weird. It's like that see through wrapping paper or something stuck on there.
There's a plywood thrown in there.
You know the guys I like too. I like the guys who are driving with the really bad old roofs on their car. Now it's not a convertible, but just the upholstered
the brome
roof.
Yeah.
Yeah, the brome roof on the old
it's
70s
all
car.
Up.
And when they're driving and freeway creates a huge pocket. It just sucks. But I realize the guy never knows it because when he stops the car and gets out, it's just laying flat again. But when he's in, it's like he's got a sail. He's getting 3 miles a gallon on his car.
His gas mileage.
Yeah. All right. Nothing better than an effed up car. Deftones here tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Power Man 5000 going to be in here tomorrow night. Haven't seen youngest zombie in a while.
Can't be much more than a year.
Really? Oh, really?
Really?
Oh, I think it's been a while, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, Drew, your calendar's clearly screwed up because the Deftones have not been in here in, 3 years.
I can't.
All right.
So be it.
All right, Chino, Chi, and Stefan are here. And Chi's got himself cracked a beer, so that's going to slow the cursing way down.
It is.
Way down.
It really is, yeah.
Does it make you like more self-conscious?
Yeah, yeah. My verbosity is immense when I drink Amstel Light.
Come on, people don't know those words.
Verbosity. True, what's that mean?
Your nose. Proboscis. Okay.
I used my verbosity, rolled up a $100 bill, and can we take a caller?
Yeah. Okay. Zach?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're 18?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
First off, I want to say to the Deftones that you guys are amazing and probably, in my opinion, the second best band ever. That's just me. But
who's the first best? They better be dead.
No, Stone Temple Pilots.
STP.
I can live with that.
Yeah, yeah, they were good
shooting
band.
For Shakira, but
yeah, and Chi, you're an amazing bassist. I play bass.
Oh, man, thanks.
No.
You just discredited everything you said
did.
About
it. He discredited
actually.
Everything. I mean,
didn't know what he was talking about.
Yeah.
Now that the Ent Whistle's gone, he takes the number one spot too. By the way. All right, go ahead there, Zach.
Okay. Hey, Adam. Actually, I know you know a lot about electricity. I wanted to ask you something real quick.
Electricity.
If you have a light bulb and it's burnt out, or there's a socket with no light bulb in it,
yeah.
And the switch is actually on.
Mm-hmm.
I know the circuit's closed, so there's electricity running through. But does that like charge on your kilowatt hours?
If the thing's on, there's nothing on it. No.
No.
You're fine.
Okay. Cool. I've always been curious about that. I thought you'd know.
Yeah. Well, I'm right. No electrician, but I'm no idiot either. Thank you. Go ahead, Zach. Right.
The last three times that I've tried to have sex with my girlfriend, she has started crying and went to the bathroom. And I asked her, you know, I was like, what's wrong? Because I know that there have been problems like that before, and she doesn't want to tell me.
Right, cheating on you.
Hold on a second. You've never had sex with her?
No. We've been going out for...
Just stay with me. Have you actually had sex with her, yes or no?
Yes, yes.
You've had sex. And only recently, when you start having sex, she starts crying.
Mm-hmm.
She cheated on you.
Really?
Or she's out of love. She's sort of not into it anymore.
Or she was traumatized and it's coming back to her. But
you would think they would have gotten to her. He's been good. How long have you been having sex with her? 8 months you've been dating?
Probably within 4 months of the relationship.
So 4 months.
And consistently.
Sex. Yeah, probably once a week.
Yeah. Are you packing heat?
What?
What do you got? You got a paint can between your legs?
You scare her.
Yeah.
No.
No. Yeah. Why?
That was tough.
Like he's not. It's pretty small.
How old is she? She's 11? How old is she?
17.
Why only once a week for a new couple like yourself?
I don't know. It's just pretty much every Friday or Saturday night.
Okay. Yeah.
Has another guy's name slipped out?
No, not yet.
I think Stefan's got something that he's beating around the bush. I'm not really sure what
his issue. I'm not beating around the bush. I already said it from the start. She cheated on you.
Well, and where's that? Your answer. Where's your answer stemming from, Stefan?
Personal experience.
Oh, really?
With her. Okay. I see.
Interesting.
And no, not with her.
So, but this has happened to you, Stefan.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
She's racked with guilt. Can't go through with it. Doesn't want to say anything.
Right.
And when you ask her what's wrong, she says nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah, she just doesn't want to tell me.
And no trauma in her past, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
Right. I don't think so. I think it's really just something recent. And I agree. Either she's... For some reason, she's out of the relationship. And whether she's done something she's guilty about, also sort of a possibility, but she's just sort of out.
Is she calling as much? You guys get along okay?
All of the other aspects of the relationship are perfect.
You don't get a weird feeling, a weird vibe some of the time?
No, not at all. They've been the same way for 8 months. And
okay.
Great.
Love is blind.
She needs to tell you.
Yeah.
She needs to tell you what's up.
Yeah, I mean, have you like seriously asked her, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
are you crying?
I mean, no, this is something you and I need to talk about, and we need to get this cleared up. And
what did she say?
She said it's too much for me. I can't tell you at this point. I don't know.
Oh,
boy. Kind of weird out.
It's something. It's not nothing. She's telling you that.
I would highly think that you shouldn't watch Beaches as foreplay. It's sort of a downer. You know what I mean? Joy Luck Club. Not a good one.
Well,
I
mean, let's Zach.
Yeah.
You need to really confront her next time you talk to her.
You're not going away to school or anything, are you?
No, she goes, I'm going actually to the Air Force.
Away to the Air Force.
Yeah, in about a year.
And you'll get the truth.
You're not running the Air Force out of your house, right?
No.
So you're going out of town, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, she's shutting down.
Maybe she's freaking out about
that's
that.
That's not until a year, though. I mean, I've signed up and everything, but that's not for another year that I'm leaving to be deployed.
Seems a little premature.
Yeah.
All right. You got to ask her next time.
Is
right?
she going to listen? Hey, listen, Zach, you know it's something. Okay, she has told you it is something, but it's too intense for me to talk about. So you've got to give her every opportunity
right.
in non-threatening situations when things are kind of not in the bedroom, when things are kind of calmed down, and just say, look,
right.
she's young.
I'm ready.
She's
Tell
young.
Me what
she's
is.
Not used to just coming flat out up yeah, and yeah. just straight up saying, oh, right. someone else, man, see
you. You know what I miss? remember when you were younger and you were dating, you'd have a lot of conversations through the door? You know, like, hey, baby, what's going on? I can't talk. Is it cool? Door's locked. Yeah, and you just talk to the door. I haven't done that in a long time.
That was a long time. I still do that.
But you still have this door conversations?
Yeah, all the time. My girl has the bathroom, which that's her little spot. Yeah.
And it just someone ought to just put one of those things they have at the gas station in for chicks at the door. Yeah, you can talk through it. Baby, are you okay? And give me the Marlboro Ultralights and a Snickers. I'm always mildly insulted when the guy wants the money first. Like, he just stands there and looks at you, and you're like, yeah, get that. And he's like, gives you that look, and you go, oh, okay, dude. Okay, this is $40,000 car there. What's my plan? I go run around? This is my plan to steal Milky Way bars from my Koreans all night and just run like maniac holding it over my head while the camera films me? A-holes. Derek?
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good.
I just want to say the Deftones, you guys are amazing and the best band ever, and I can't wait to see you guys tomorrow night. Hopefully I can, because I've been on tickets on eBay, and hopefully I'll be the highest bidder. So.
All right.
Thank you.
What's your bid right now?
$250 for two tickets.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, so hopefully that goes through.
How much time before it closes?
Sometime tomorrow. I'm not sure the exact time. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, well, it's going to keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I may just hop on there just to F with you.
Just having announced this on the radio, it's $350. What are you talking about?
Smooth move, X-Lax. All right. So anyway, Derek.
Yeah, so my question is, I was had a girlfriend for about 2 years, and we broke up like 4 months ago. And towards the last 4 months of the relationship, like, we didn't have sex, and I was just kind of bored with the whole thing, so I kind of broke up with her. And ever since then, I've not want to get into a relationship, and everything seems boring, and, like, I don't want to approach girls or anything, and everything, I, like, don't even want to deal with it, because it just seems...
Snap out of it, man.
Yeah.
Get it together.
Yeah, that's kind of depression, basically.
A little dry spell.
Yeah. I feel, like, really worn out. And
you're depressed.
Yeah. You got dumped. I know you... you broke up with her after she broke up with you without telling you she broke up with you 4 months before you broke up with her. I mean, right?
Yeah.
She just basically shined you on for 4 months, and then you made that proclamation that you broke up. Who's got a music box in here?
What is that? Oh, it's a phone.
It's a note.
Unacceptable.
Hey, Derek?
Yeah.
That's all right. You're 18. You get that, you pay that $800 for the eBay tickets, the Deftone tickets after tonight, and you go out, you see the guys, you meet a nice little honey at the concert. Yeah?
That sounds like a plan.
All right.
Unless, you know, if you really start having trouble functioning, you might want to look into it, but you need to just get out, take care of yourself, exercise. Eat right. Just get going. Sleep right. Just get it on a schedule. Get some structure in your life.
Get it together.
Yeah. Pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. Dust yourself off. And get back on that horse. All right?
All right.
Remember, your last easy day was yesterday.
Hang on, Derek.
Yeah, I'm trying to motivate. Maria?
Yes?
You're 19?
Yep. First, I wanted to say, Chino, I love you. And music in high places is the best investment.
Ooh. Oh yeah, that's what we're talking about last time you guys were here.
That was very bad. It was very weird for us. It was a very weird experience. It wasn't that pleasant of a thing to do.
Where did you guys do it?
The performance wise, I mean, we looked at it like as a free trip. It was Hawaii. The way it was presented to us was like, we're gonna take you to Hawaii and you're gonna go on vacation.
Oh, I remember you talking.
Take you and your families and here you go. You know what I mean? And we went there, and by the time we got there, it was like, you know, you have to wake up at 7 in the morning and drive 2 hours to a remote
volcano.
Yeah, and then grab an instrument that's not in tune and kind of play, you know what I mean?
It was acoustically.
But people liked it, though, a lot.
I don't know. I haven't been able to watch it because I won't watch it because I remember doing it. It was terrible. So at least I thought it was terrible. So.
But thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
we got to talk. Maria, hang on. We got to talk to her after the
break. She's got a little problem with pot.
Yep.
All right, she's coming to the right place. Right. Deftones here. Take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Chino Chi and Stefanol here from the Deftones. We'll hear something else off the Deftones CD entitled Deftones, which is coming out this Tuesday. That is May the 20th. And when we left off, we were speaking to Maria about nothing really, but I think she had a pot-related question. Maria?
Yeah. I was wondering, because I have anxiety really bad, and I usually smoke a couple bowls just to relax. And I went and I saw a doctor about it to see if he could give me anything. And I told him that usually I'll just smoke a bowl to relax. And he was like, oh, you smoke pot? I can't give you anything. That's it.
Really?
Yeah, because nothing will work where you're smoking the pot.
Really?
Yeah, it counteracts everything.
What if you smoke it? Just put it in there at the pot?
No, and the thing is, these things, these panic attacks you're having, they're going to get worse.
And well, that's part now of the, they're really going to get worse.
No, no, it's just part of the it's part of the biology when people they get this.
I kind of always believe that. I think, don't you think everybody has anxiety? I mean, I know, I'm sure it's just more severe cases of it, but I think everybody has anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times, you know, I don't know, maybe it's the doctors or something that maybe the pharmaceutical companies are trying to sell, you know, their product, and you know, I don't know. I don't see anybody who's ever been on any kind of like Propecia or that stuff is I think is not what it is.
I agree with Chino. No, it's the thing is that
I don't know.
But you can have anxiety about male pattern baldness. Yeah. No. I agree.
I kind of agree with what Chino is saying. I mean, the truth is, you're going to go to a doctor, and the doctor is going to go, oh, yeah, you've got anxiety, and then he's going to put you on Paxil or Xanax or Sonatus, and he's going to crush your libido so you'll never be able to have an orgasm again.
Something happened
No, what I'm saying is smoke the tweeds. I mean, what? I mean, is it that bad?
Well, in fact, though, she's upset that he wouldn't put her on meds. He refused to put her on meds.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
What kind of meds were you looking for, though?
Something, because she's having disabling. She's obviously, I mean, if somebody's having enough panic.
I mean, if you're shooting for like Thorazine, if you're going to try to ride that train, I mean, he's not going to give it to you.
He won't give her anything because she's smoking. Because the anxiety comes from the pot. It opens up a circuit in the brain that accelerates the longer you smoke it.
So I think it's just the kind of pot she's smoking.
That's right.
Because I got some good stuff. And
you're smoking the Mexican. You need to go humble.
Stefan's got a bumper sticker on his car. It's like, my drug dealer can beat up your drug dealer because he sells better stuff. I mean,
cops love that.
Hear the laugh. Hear the laugh.
Well, okay. So let's talk about the anxiety and marijuana.
Yeah.
It's sort of my understanding from doing this show that the pot works pretty good on it for a while, and then it sort of stops working.
Or it does or it doesn't. Either you're the kind of person that gets anxious when they're smoking pot, in which case that person tends not to smoke a lot of pot.
Right.
Or you're the person.
Squaresville.
Or Squaresville. Right. Or you're the person who loves pot, and eventually what happens, you start getting a little anxious as pot stops working, so you smoke more pot, and then you get agoraphobic, and then you have panic attacks, then you get depression.
What's agoraphobic?
You have trouble going outside and stuff. And that happens.
Oh, I don't got that.
And that actually happens in 100% of cases. But it may take up to 30 years to develop. It takes many, many, many years sometimes. But it always happens.
I've been 30 years. I'm going to be 62.
Yeah.
That's okay to not want to go outside at 62 and be smoking, though.
You should be going outside in your 60s.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's why you wear the house slippers. You just sit around in one of those jumpsuits with the belt built in with half a boner.
That seems completely normal.
Yeah, that's your life at 62. Just sucking on Ensure, watching The Price is Right.
You're not sucking it. You got to put it through your G-tube.
Pumping it through the G-tube. That's right. Hey, but Maria. All right, so now what if Maria stops smoking the weed?
The symptoms will get worse initially, quite a bit worse. But then you can treat it, though. You can treat that.
Well, what
if you really are serious about it, you should just go to MA. You'll find hundreds of people with exactly your story, because that's why people go to MA. This starts happening to them.
What's MA?
It's Marijuana Anonymous.
I never heard of that.
And
you're gonna.
I didn't know that
it'll
existed.
It'll be before 60, you'll hear of it. All right, well, listen, Maria, so why don't you do this? Why don't you stop smoking pot for a few days and go back to the doctor, tell him you're not smoking the weed anymore, get the drugs.
Well, I actually agree. I agree with the guys that medicine's... hang on a second.
I just want to know what actually she's looking for, like the medicine.
She wants relief. She just wants relief. And I agree with you. The medicines aren't the answer. The 12-step would be the answer for her.
I mean, I think there's a lot of holistic ways. You know what I mean? You
12-step.
Can do, you know, 12-step. Anything.
12-step works.
I'm not sure if holistic is like 12-step.
That's holistic.
It's like yoga. You know what I mean? There's
that's
like
part of
meditation.
That's
all sorts of different things that you can do.
Yeah, but the first step starts with you.
Relieve the anxiety. You know what I'm saying? Without resorting to either a prescription drug or even an illegal drug. You know what I mean? But I think there's ways for people to
do that. It turns out
the
fourth and fifth step of the 12-step program is designed specifically for the anxiety and depression. And people, by the time they hit their fifth step, the anxiety drops dramatically. And then they'll be advised to do some meditation, do yoga, and exercise.
What is that fourth and fifth step?
It's the inventories.
Is that the one where I get the phone call from the guy who wants to apologize about trying to rape me 8 years ago?
That's making amends.
About once every 6 weeks, I get the phone call from the dude. Hey, Adam, who is this? This is Bert. Jeez, I haven't talked to you since you tried to rape me in Mark's bathroom in 89. Yeah, that's why I'm calling. I want to tell you.
It's all
uncomfortable and weird, and you're like, listen, I still smoke pot. You're bumming my high.
Yeah, and he's like, can we be friends or something?
You're like, you know what?
No.
We could have before you did this fifth step on me. Now I'm freaked out. Okay, how about that inventory? You know what I'd like?
What's
that? There should be an inventory dummy that everybody does their inventory to. Do the amends to the one person.
Sometimes people do that. Yeah, when it's too heavy.
It'd be nice. Yeah. I've had that happen a few times. Margaret Cho did that to me once.
Yeah.
It was weird. Pulled me right out of a party, wanted to apologize about being juiced up and coming on to me and this and that. I was juiced up at the time. It was kind of weird, you know. It ends up being more of an offense than the actual thing they did.
More intrusive.
Yeah, it's more intrusive, yeah. Because at least when they were doing whatever they were doing, they were just effed up, and you could just sort of, you know,
blow it off.
Now they're really sober, and they're looking at you in the eye, and you're high, and it's all weird. All right, let's just forget that step, Drew.
Yeah.
We don't need that step. You can go, like, you know, a lot of buildings, they don't have the 7th floor or something because it's
13th floor.
13th floor, right. They don't have that 13th floor?
Yeah.
Let's not have that fifth step.
The men's step.
Let's skip it. We'll go, like, from the 5th to the 7th. Nicole?
Good times.
Hey.
You're 17?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Not much. I had a question for the Deftones.
Here they are.
Hey.
Hi.
I have been the biggest fan the longest time since I was like 8. I used to go to shows at Bojangles with my brother, and he'd make me stand outside for hours.
That makes me feel young.
And I'd listen to you guys, and I've been the biggest fan. And I was just wondering how your popularity has influenced your style, like, because I know it's changed so much, and people have, you know, accused you guys of selling out since White Pony was considerably mellower than Adrenaline. And
Well, I wouldn't think that'd be selling out. I think if we were selling out, we'd make something, especially during that time, would be something heavier and more rap rockish, you know what I mean, which at the time, that was really popular. I think we tried to go left field with that by making something more mellow. And basically, I mean, and not really actually trying to do that, but that's just what came out. And with our success in general, it's been very slow and gradual. So it's never been like, you know, one day all of a sudden we woke up and there was, you know, we were in some place where we didn't know how to react to. So it's been actually pretty easy to deal with. I mean, really nothing to deal with. And as far as making the music, it's just, I don't know. We just do what we want, what we feel like doing, what we have fun doing.
You guys have been together since 88?
That's when we started. Yeah.
Wow. Mm. So you were together before you started, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, before we actually put a record out and we're at...
Yeah, I wouldn't think the Deftones being around for 15 years.
No.
Yeah. Would you?
10. I'd say 10, though.
You would?
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
All right. You thought they were here like 8 months ago.
Well, that's why I'm thinking 10. I was thinking.
All right.
I was here with Be Real, though.
Oh, is that what it was?
Okay.
All right. We got a little Deftone. That's right. We had a little dose of the Deftones with Stefan.
I had one more question.
Go ahead.
I was standing in line today at 12 o'clock, and I got to the counter at 12:05, and the show was sold out for Tuesday night.
Snooze, you lose. Snooze, you lose.
You got to go on eBay. There's some tickets still available.
$800.
Yeah, maybe it's gone up.
I was just wondering if you guys were going to, I know you guys are doing Summer Sanitarium, if you guys were going to come back at the end of the summer and do a show in Sacramento, or...
Yeah, we're definitely going to do something else there. I don't know exactly when or
Oakland Coliseum.
The sanitarium's going to be in Oakland, San Francisco.
Yeah, but she's talking about on our own, I think. And I'm sure we are. I don't know exactly what. But I think within that, within the time, those shows, the Summer Sanitarium shows are on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of on the weekend. So during the week, we're doing our own one-off shows.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm sure we'll be, if it's not in a, you know, it'll be San Francisco, Oakland, or something, you know, somewhere around the bay, or Sacramento, possibly.
All right, Nicole, you may have to drive a little bit, but you can see the Deftones.
Yeah, that'd be no problem.
All right, good times,
baby.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, let's hear a Deftones song.
Yeah.
Off the new CD, which is coming out
Tuesday.
This Tuesday.
Tomorrow night, actually.
Yeah, tomorrow night at 12:01. This is called Good Morning Beautiful. Deftones. Just another killer track off of the new CD, which is coming out this Tuesday, or more accurately, tomorrow night at 12:01, called Deftones. We'll hop back to the phones, take a few more calls. Sherry?
Hi.
17?
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
Good, how are you doing?
All right, first of all, I just wanted to say that Deftones rock the house. And,
right on, thank you.
Love you guys. Yeah. Anyway, I've been going out with my boyfriend for about 3 months now, and we started having sex about a month later. It had been a long time before him since I'd had sex with anyone, so it was kind of tight initially, and everything went okay after that until, I'm trying to think, probably about 2-3 weeks ago. It's like tight all the time. Like it hurts.
Right at the beginning of sex?
Yeah, huh. Like, eventually, like, it's, like, we can carry on.
Yeah.
But it just seems kind of weird because we've been having sex almost every day for the past 2 months.
Well, that's a muscular spasm, usually, and it's more often sort of emotionally based as much as anything. You've been anxious or something going on in the relationship?
No, our relationship's pretty mellow. Everything else has been kind of stressful, though, like graduation's coming up and everything, so that's, like, emotional, too.
Oh, maybe that's all it is.
maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was weird, and he kept getting confused because, I don't know.
It's something called vaginismus, which is the muscle spasm. Yeah, it's that.
Yeah. Is he giving you a lot of foreplay?
Yeah.
He is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Good for you.
Yeah. Nice. That'll end soon. What's because why get foreplay when they got lube? You know, I mean that's the sign over my bed. Why should I invest 30 minutes of my life in foreplay when I can invest a nickel worth of water soluble lube? But you know, it's weird. Why do you got to loosen up with everything?
Why have foreplay when there's lube? That's the Adam Carolla story.
This is why God invented lube.
There you go.
A polymer chemist invented lube. I mean, this is why God commanded polymer chemists to invent lube. That's what I meant. All right, hey, Sherry? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was probably the stress that's doing it.
Okay, and I had one more question, just a quick one. A long time ago, I was listening to you guys, and I heard Adam recommend something for, like, razor burn, chicks that get, like, really bad razor burn, and... Like,
was that stuff that come up your neck?
Yeah. Like I get a neck rash when I shave.
Yeah. Like, and Drew is arguing that it probably wouldn't be best for the girl's skin or nothing.
Yeah, this is the
know.
Stuff for the African American.
Yeah. It's called, might not be good for the cooch area. It's a little delicate down there.
Cooch?
Okay. Yeah, my neck's fine. Yeah.
You would think we would have heard of this if people were actually using this.
Yeah,
for the perineum.
Well, you can the perineum.
Perineum.
What?
The thing you sit on.
Oh, is that? Well, is that where it's going?
Vagina is in the perineum.
I know, but where's the rash? Where is it, to the side for the bikini wax?
Yeah, like bikini lines.
Yeah.
The legs.
All right, well try this stuff.
Okay, what's it called again?
It's called the Tend Skin, TEND.
Okay.
Yeah, give it a try. She does.
Right,
a little Oxy-10 will work, too.
Or maybe,
it will.
Or maybe talk to the people at the beauty supply about, you know, whether that Tend is a good idea or not.
You mix a little lube in with the Oxy-10, you got a nice combination there.
Lube, Oxy-10, and Tend.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Just works it out. Drew, if you get up tight, all the orifices tend to pinch, right?
Yeah.
Why is that? They're scared something's going to get in there? Why's everything got to tighten up?
It doesn't always happen with everybody, but some people, they just their muscular tone goes up.
But your ass will pucker up, right?
I have a question. Is there such a thing as a spray?
Oh, yeah.
I guess maybe.
Females?
The
dilation spray.
Dilation spray. I heard like.
Oh, you mean over,
like you go through customs and maybe, you know, you're suspect or something. And
there is.
I heard there's a spray.
Airports, yeah. That's where they found my lost lost dog.
You know, really?
The poodle.
They,
I heard about a spray that, I mean, I'm not being.
Dilates. Seriously. I heard it dilates like 4 inches, which is horrifying.
For the vagina?
For the, you know.
Anus?
Yeah.
And
4 inches.
And the lap dog just fell right out?
He's fabricating.
No, I'm not fabricating.
That does sound interesting. There probably is something.
I mean, it sounds like it could be.
Yeah, there's
spray. But that's what we tease each other about, the spray. Well, every time we're going over through customs, we're like, you want the spray?
Well,
you might want to check your bags.
There's probably just a Windex bottle that has tape around it that says dilation spray that they
anal dilation
spray to
scare the ass out of you.
But B, if someone said, we're going to give your ass a nice shot of the dilation spray, I would probably think
Mine would initially tighten.
You would.
Well, it's true. I was thinking of a sort of placebo effect of the dilation spray.
Placebo, you know, I'm suddenly dilated 4 inches. I'm like, whoa. I got to walk around with Depend diapers all the time. Oh, I don't know.
Hey, no, I don't think there's anything that's going to open your butt.
Can we look into that?
What a conversation.
You're the doctor. Can we look into that?
There are smooth muscle relaxants. I will look into the spray version of that.
The spray version.
Wait, you're saying there's muscle relaxants that you...
Smooth muscle relaxants.
Smooth.
Sure. Yeah,
what's that mean?
That's topical? The kind of muscle that's some of the muscle that's around the anus is not a skeletal muscle. It's a smooth muscle. It's like an autonomic, like a...
Where are your smooth muscles?
Along your bowel. What moves the bowels along, you know, these sort of visceral muscles.
Uh-huh.
Your esophagus, part of that is smooth.
It's not like your bicep or your tricep.
Right, those
it's
are
like
skeletal
something,
muscles.
Something that's like snake
visceral,
moves.
Like your bladder's got
I think Stefan's getting turned on. We should just take a call.
When you have an orgasm, it's smooth muscle contraction.
It is.
Mostly.
All right, but what about me? I'm using my bicep and forearm quite a bit.
Your skeletal muscle is providing the...
the motivation
energy,
for the
energy,
smooth...
Yeah.
Oh, no, here's a good question, too.
Okay,
we're going to keep going on with
of
this
course,
ridiculousness.
Yeah. No doubt.
Because Abe had asked the other day, and I'm sure he's listening now. Mm. Abe wanted to know, if you pulled hard enough, could you rip someone's penis off?
Of course.
There you go, Abe.
Of course. If you can pull their arm off, they can pull their head off, for God's sake.
You mean if you hooked it up to like a couple of semi-trailers and they got a run and start and you just like got 30 feet of
chain?
Well,
no, like sound check for no reason. He's like, I don't know, if you ripped someone's, you know, if you pulled hard enough, could you yank it off? I was like,
I had a guy in residency that tore off his own testicles and threw them at a doctor.
Really?
He was on PCP, yeah.
That's
good times.
Yeah, it's the ultimate.
Not good times.
But that's considered a compliment in many cultures.
Oh, sure, it's like burping after meals.
That's right. Who are we to judge? Yeah, that's bad. Rough day at the office? Yeah, I got hit with a sack. Complaint letter would have
also.
Complaint letter would have sufficed, but he wanted to hit me with the sack. All right, well, he really showed them, didn't he?
He did.
Horrible doctor.
Just how angry he was.
Drew, what do you think would be harder to do, pull off your ring finger or pull off your sack?
Pull off your ring finger for sure.
For sure? What about your penis?
Because pull off your ring finger would be harder. But the aversion, I mean, you sort of would be so aversive. You'd rather pull off your ring finger. It's harder to pull off.
Right.
But you'd be more likely to do it than to pull off your genitalia.
All right. All right, well, let's give that a try during the break.
All right, here we go.
We're going to need a ring finger. We're going to need a semi. All right, we'll play rock, paper, scissor, decide who's going to provide that after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Deftones are here tonight. Deftones, name of the CD, which is coming out, tomorrow night about 12:01. Everyone's piling back into the studio. Chi's got his third am still alive. Stephanus here, and Chino as well. We're going to hop back to the phones, take some more phone calls. Chi, you got the opener on the keychain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
problems.
Drew, is that one of the things you look for at the addiction place? Roach clip hanging from the rear view.
Yeah, yeah.
The opener
on
the keychain.
They don't use roach clips no more.
They don't?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm out of tune.
At least I don't. I've never seen it.
I'm out of tune. Yeah, what happened to the roach
clip? That went
clip?
Out with Mr. T.
I thought the roach clip was kind of cool.
The bong. The bong took the roach clip
You know
out.
It's a nice item? You don't see too much the stone. You ever see the stone to smoke a joint, or smoke a roach in? It's like a little ceramic bead that has a hole straight through it. It's kind of flat, and you stick the joint in the end, and you hold it. It's sort of like an extension for a cigarette.
Yeah, I got a little glass piece that does
yeah,
that.
You got that?
A little bubbler.
Nice.
Yeah, he won't fly without it.
Oh, really?
It's like a little goldfish.
Yeah. They're going to use the rectal dilator to get that thing out of there. Mike?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yeah, I'm 20.
What's
up? How are you doing, Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew?
We're doing well, caller.
Excellent. Hey, I'm a big fan of you guys.
Great.
All right. So my question is, I'm going out with this girl now, and I've been with her for a little while. And when I go to have intercourse with her, I mean, I put it in her when it was hard, when I didn't have a condom on, and she told me to stop. And then so I went to put the condom on, and my penis went limp. And I've tried a couple times since, and I just can't keep my penis hard whenever I put the condom on.
Can't keep the penis
and I'm
on.
I'm a little, I'm a little.
Adam actually has a solution for this.
Condophobia.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Here's what you got to do. First thing you need to do is get a handful of condoms that you're going to waste. If you head down to a local gay bar, they usually just have a big fishbowl right in the front. You have to suck a couple guys off, but you can get out of there with 300 or 400 condoms. You just reach into that thing and grab those things.
All right, cool.
You bring them home. Then you practice on your own. When you're beating off, put the condom on. Get your boner going. Get going. Stop in the middle. Get up. Put the condom on and see if you can keep going.
Drill.
What?
Drill.
You got to drill.
What, Adam? I tried that, actually.
You guys do a sound check, right? You don't just come
absolutely.
Out on stage and start playing.
Well, I don't know. Are the condoms, like, really loose? Are you using a twist tie or anything else? Because you might want to switch to water balloons. You get 100 for 99 cents.
Right.
You don't have to go to, like, West Hollywood.
When you get off, some of them will turn into a giraffe.
Just get the Trojans.
No, that's not, I mean, just the normal kind, you know? The roll down.
Okay,
roll down.
Get a hand. You got the roll down as opposed to the hinge. As opposed to the hinge.
Have you seen the numbers at the bottom of the condom when they roll all the way down?
The black writing.
Of course you haven't.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm just kidding.
That's the Amstel Light talking.
I'm just kidding. Chang only knows about the writing because somebody told him about it.
You know, Pharsasaurus over here, it's got like these magnums on the bus. I'm like, yeah, all right.
Those ain't mine.
Nice.
Those ain't mine.
Hey, Mike.
Mine.
Come on, I swear.
All right, calm down. The show's spinning out of control. Mike.
Yes, sir.
Here's what you need to do. Practice. I'm telling you, just practice. Because look at it.
Take it on, take it off. On
and
off,
look at it this way.
Off.
A lot of guys.
And then he's got to come to climax with that thing on, too.
Yep.
You got to go all, you know.
Yeah, practice. Yeah. Well, because for a lot of guys, they're home beating off all day long, and then once every 4 months, it's condom time. They got a few beers in them. They're out clubbing the night, that night. And the condom thing, they haven't done it. You got to drill. You got to practice.
That's what we have after show socks for, brother.
Right. Oh. That's right. You got the tour bus sock, right?
Yeah. Pass it on.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I abstain from that practice. That's
really?
Chang's practice.
No more in the sock?
No socks.
Yeah. What are you using? T-shirt? What are you using?
Moist talent. Moist talent.
Ashley?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just wanted to say thanks, Deftones, for making me dump the Backstreet Boys, for one.
Yeah.
Woo.
You guys showed me what real music is. And I just have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I'm having sex with my boyfriend, he has to constantly listen to Korn.
Oh, that's a problem.
I am so sick of Korn.
Why is that, though?
That's
why do you think? Why do you think that is?
I don't know. He's, like, obsessed with Jonathan Davis.
Oh, really? He's picturing him underneath.
Ooh,
that's even worse.
He's gay.
It scares me.
Yeah. Well, how about if he put some Deftones on?
Like,
not much
to
surprise him with some Deftones.
I tried doing that, and he'll, like, turn it off, because, like...
Yeah, that's...
I don't do it for him, like Jonathan does it for him.
Because, like, I got the new Matrix Reloaded, or mm-hmm. whatever.
Right.
With Lucky You on it, because it's, like, a perfect song, you know? And
perfect
he just turned it on. Like, turned it off, I mean.
Meh.
Like,
Hey, Ashley?
Yeah?
Okay, we don't care anymore. All right?
Okay.
All right. I don't know how we're going to solve her problem. I don't really think it's a problem. I think she just wanted to talk about Korn,
I think we just
actually.
Need to be sympathetic towards her.
Yeah. Yeah, our
we're
hearts
sorry.
Go out to you. London?
Yes?
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
About a month ago, I had sex with my boyfriend, and I must have been distracted or something, but I wasn't ready. I wasn't wet enough, and he decided to put it in anyways.
Uh-huh.
And it hurt for a while, and... I mean, after a while, I was fine, but ever since then, it's hurt every time.
Dry anal rape.
How long ago did that happen?
What?
How long ago did that happen?
That was a drop. I didn't say that.
Well, you said it.
I said it. It was out of context.
That was not a member of the Deftones.
How long ago was this experience?
It was about a month ago.
A month ago. And how many times have you had sex since then?
At least 3 or 4 times a week.
Oh, a bunch of times. And yeah. have you had any visible rash or irritation or anything? Any breakdown?
No. Yeah, no, I don't.
Do you lubricate normally now?
We don't need to.
No,
I mean,
do you produce normal amounts of lubrication?
You can't say. Do you get gushy down there? You can't say lubrication because they think that comes from somewhere else.
You're confusing her. I mean,
yeah, come on.
Do you get wet?
Is it the Grand Canyon? I mean, what is it?
I need a little bit more time now to get wet.
Right, but
does he give you that time?
Yeah, I told him that I need a little bit more time, but I didn't tell him exactly how much it hurts.
Right. Why don't you start telling him so maybe kind of work with it so it's going slower and easier? Maybe just sort of.
Yeah.
You traumatized the area in some way, and you've been having sex 3 times a week ever since. Maybe it just hasn't healed. It's just like imagine if you had a sore on your lip or something, you kept picking at it. I mean,
right.
You wouldn't be surprised if it stayed there.
Right.
I don't know. It's like even I think we waited about 5 or 6 days where I thought it would have been fine by then, but.
Well, okay.
Well, the other thing, you could have a vaginal infection, and sometimes having a trauma.
Would that happen from him?
No, I mean, just having been traumatized down there can set that up even.
Oh.
Why don't you go to the gynecologist?
Yeah, let him look at
you. Throw you up on the rack, take a look at you. You know what I mean?
That's basically what you need.
Let him kick your tires.
That's what you need.
All right?
Okay.
And don't be scared to tell your guy what you want. I mean, I've had women tell me they need a little more time. All right, give me another 10 minutes and just come get me. You know what I mean? Watch a little more Sports Center. Get my lube. You know, lube up.
The lube. Save all that hassle.
I do a double lube. I do a triple lube. I actually lube the outside of the shaft. Then I pack lube, actually, into the hole.
The gun barrel.
So I become like a grease gun.
Barrel, yeah.
And then I eat the lube, too, so it comes out of my pores. So I'm a triple lube threat.
Is that where things come out of after you've eaten it?
Yeah,
your pores?
Sweat it right out.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
Sweat that lube out. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's tough later on, though, when I'm sweating the lube out. The hats don't stay on. So you try to put my shirt on. It slides all the way down to my ass. You become very slippery, Drew. It's great.
It's
I can break out of prison, though.
Deftones, I love
I eat lube. Michelle?
Hello?
You're 17?
Yeah.
I may be joining the Deftones.
Yeah.
I play that hollow fish. You guys,
I'm a cowbell.
The cowbell.
I was trying to tell something about the hollow fish the other day. I didn't know what I was talking about. I was like, stick your finger in, it looks like a fish.
Yeah. I'll be like Tracy from the Partridge Family. You won't even know I'm there. I'll just be out on stage, sort of shaking a little bit.
Not
too much. Yeah. Tracy was the red-haired young chick. She didn't really have anything for her to do. She was like four, so she had to play the tambourine. True. What do you want?
The cowbell.
Oh, the cowbell. Yeah.
He's going to drop the
there it is.
Watch.
This is Adam's thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I hit the cowbell with a highlighter pen. We don't have the mic turned on or anything. I'm just out on stage. I'm just, sort of jamming with the band. It could work.
You didn't hear anybody like, yeah.
No, I just want to see him sweat lube.
I lube up.
Sliding all over, playing the triangle.
That's
worth
right.
it.
Yeah. I lube the fish up, too. Michelle?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah. I had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Hi. Okay. For, the past 2 weeks, my whole... vagina section down there. It's been really, itchy, and now I'm...
Vaginal section, that's a part of the...
Your vaginal region has been itching?
Yeah.
No, right. Section. That's
the
part
section?
Of Kmart. So
I see.
And now I'm noticing that, my labia minora, I think it's called, it's, swollen.
Oh, that's
and
not
good.
And
I was wondering what the possible cause could be.
Well, we're back to the same thing we were just talking about with the last caller, which is vaginal infections. Are you sexually active?
I have been once, I think, 3-4 weeks ago.
All right, well, he may have given you an infection.
Okay.
You need to go get checked out.
Could
be just a yeast infection.
You know the guy?
Yeah.
Family member?
No.
You could start some over-the-counter yeast medication right away and see if that helps cool things down. But even so, you should be checked out by a doctor. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Where's the guy? Is this your boyfriend?
Yeah. Well, he was on and off kind of. He lives in a different country, actually.
Really?
Country. What country, pray tell?
He lives in France.
France.
Oh.
SARS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're boycotting those people. You're putting out? We're dumping French wine in the gutter and you're giving them sex? What kind of American are you, Michelle? These people have to be cut off. That's all they understand over there. I'm telling you, the president ought to do that, really. Instead of this, listen, you really want to make France suffer. Stop putting out, ladies. That's straighten them right out. So they don't really care about us not eating their cheese or not buying their wine. But
they do love American women.
They do. The sex dries up. Let's straighten right up. All right. Where are we? Let's talk to Matt, who's 27. Matt?
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. What's up? I have about 9 to 10 tattoos all over my body. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about getting some more tattoos on my nutsack.
On your nutsack.
And also my penis.
Uh-huh.
And the question is, besides the fact that it's going to hurt really, really bad,
mm-hmm.
is there any medical thing you have to worry about as far as, besides the other issues that, you, that goes along with it?
The psychological
the spiritual issues.
We already have those problems. So that's
you know what your nut tattoo should be? It should be of a human brain.
Yeah. A coral.
The medulla.
Yeah, really? Cerebellum. It would be a good cerebellum, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
The penis could be the cortex, and the nuts could be the cerebellum.
No, you know what I just thought about this. If I was going to really screw with my sack and penis, Drew, what do you need?
I'll draw you a picture.
All right, if I was going to really screw with my sack and penis, here's the move I would do. I would duct tape a little pad of Velcro to the sack and to the back of the penis, and just a little crazy glue. I think a little medical adhesive on there. So each time I pull my penis up, it'd make that ripping sound like I was opening a surf wallet. I mean
that'd be cool when you got a boner,
it'd be like
ball sack.
Yeah, you could do that.
And I got a lot of tattoos, and I'm going to tell you that getting a tattoo on your balls is
not
going to happen. I don't think anyone will even do it.
Right.
This is not a good idea.
We had a guy once call and said he does them. And
the sack?
On the remember the guy was saying how he stretched him?
Well, if he stretches him, yeah. Stretches but it's all, it. Yeah. You know, you're just tattooing on skin, so the ink's not going to hold. Yeah. And nobody wants your looking like a cerebellum or yeah. a medulla. Is that what we're going to agree
cerebellum.
On?
More importantly, cerebellum.
The tattoo artist does not want to touch it.
That's true.
No,
this,
no.
Is, this, could be the, this could be the cortex.
Yeah, you
got
to tip.
Penis.
You thought you had to tip your barber. Wait, you got to tip this guy. Yeah, and the and what do? They stretch a sack over one of those needle point things?
Yeah, of course.
Right, or maybe a little stretch it over a snare drum or something.
Yeah.
So I could shrink back up, look like an ink blob, a big mole.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt. You're really not planning on the penis sack
this
tat,
isn't
right?
Something that I want. It's more of a guy-to-guy bet. I got a $1,000 bet going on.
Oh, pay up.
$1,000.
Just pay up.
Is it 500 sack, 500 penis, or how's it break down?
It's basically 500 sack, 500 penis.
And what do you have to get tattooed on there?
Call that one.
I know what a sack runs.
What kind of tattoo do you have to get? Anything in particular?
Nothing in particular. We were going to do eyeballs or maybe
eyeballs.
Like elephant ears.
Elephant ears, of course.
Or...
Of course.
No brainer.
Why didn't I think of that?
Do an elephant trunk on the penis.
Well, that's the point.
No, that's the penis.
The ears
would be
the
trunk.
Yeah, the ears are on the nuts. Yeah.
The ears on the nuts, on the trunk is the penis. Oh, nice. Oh, yeah, that's smooth.
Feed a peanut, it's fine. Yeah.
Huh. I've turned the corner on this one. I like it now.
Yeah, me too, right, Matt. Give it that Jungle Book feel, man.
Matt, just make sure you're dealing with a certified sack tattooist that has done many sacks, that has been qualified and certified in the sack tatting department, okay?
No problem.
All right, I think if you go on, like, Consumer Reports online or something, they can get some pretty good references for some sack.
And then the
tattooing.
Penis will only need to just sort of cross, you know, the trunk sort of wrinkles on the on the top.
Well,
right?
I think you ought to get? I'd get, like, a non-sequitur, like Fonzie says A. You know, just Henry Winkler in his jacket holding the thumbs up with the A.
Oh, you know what? The Keep On Trucking is pretty classic.
Keep On Trucking wouldn't
on your
be
nuts?
Bad.
Yeah, that's pretty classic.
Yeah, like the one you wouldn't think would be on the
nuts.
You'd
spread your nuts out to see it.
Yeah. Yeah, you do that. You put a little fitting in there. You compress there.
My D'Arto's tunic is hurting.
Okay, that's true, Sack. We'll take a quick break. Deftones here. We'll be back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Power Man 5000 in here tomorrow night. Deftones in here tonight. Stefan Chi and Chino is, I don't know where Chino went.
He was sitting on the stairs out back.
All right. Someone will go find him.
That's it.
We'll wrangle Chino. Bring him in. We'll get to the calls. Stripper? Yeah. Felicia?
Felicia, yeah, this is me.
What's up?
Who?
Oh, my God, this is so exciting. So I want to tell the Deftones that I listen to their CD when I dance all the time. To have you know that there is a naked woman shaking her ass to your music more often than not.
I've never seen these guys quite so intense as during this call.
They're very...
They're listening very carefully.
You mean they play it at the club when you dance?
No, I do private parties. I own my own... Can I do a little plug for my company?
No.
Okay.
But no. Anyway, you do bachelor parties?
I do bachelor parties and in Santa Cruz.
All right, well, hold on a second, because ASCAP doesn't cover bachelor parties, but the boys are going to need a taste when you play that. I mean, each time you spin one of their cuts, they got to be in for a taste. You understand?
Well, I'll tell them they can have a free show if they ever come into this area.
It's not a barter thing, sister. They need cash. You send it to the label.
I'm even giving up. Well, I'm on my way to a show right now.
I see.
I pulled over just so I could not get my cell phone reception cut off.
So you're on your way to a bachelor party tonight?
I'm on my way to a private show right now.
Who does a Sunday night nudie show?
This is my second show.
Really?
Well, wait.
Do you have a discount on Sunday nights?
Wait a minute. You're just seeing one guy?
Yeah, actually, let me tell you about my first show.
Okay.
So I went to San Jose tonight, and this guy called, and he's like, I want a girl to come over and surprise my friend's boyfriend.
Right.
Apparently, whenever they have sex, he spanks her, but he won't let her spank him.
Right.
So they want me to go in and then, like,
just play around and, like, you know, spank him just as a joke, right?
Right.
Well, I get there, and it turns out he was the guy that called the entire time because...
And he was a rapist. Okay.
How right, dare but, you talk to her customer but, about her customers that way?
Listen, listen here, Trixie. You're heading out right now to go do a private dance at a guy's house?
Yes.
You just go to the residence?
No. Well, actually, this is at a hotel.
At a hotel.
Do you take security guard with you?
There isn't one right now, actually.
Is it just a dance?
Yeah. No, I don't do full service or anything like that.
Well, but how about for, like, a happy release? What's that going to cost?
I used to charge for it, but now I don't charge for it.
Oh, really?
It's free.
Yeah, it's free now, right? It's on the house.
Release
it's on
for
the,
free.
It's on the bedspreads. On the
Deftones say thank you very much. We're very flattered.
Oh my God!
I'm so excited. This is so rad. Thanks so much.
Well, wait a second. Wait, let me just get this straight. You go over to do a dance for a guy, to his hotel room. And during the dance, is he touching himself?
He can if he wants to.
He can. And the Deftones are playing.
Yeah, that's right.
And then when he's when you're finished with the dance, you'll give him a release with a hand job?
No, I don't touch him.
You don't touch him?
No.
I thought you said you used to charge for it.
No, I used to charge them to touch themselves.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What the hell? What are we living in? The communist Russia? Man can't beat off? How dare you?
Why do you get to beat off?
I'm doing an extra one tonight for free. Just because of this. This is an outrage. You used to charge him to beat... How much to let the guy beat off? And by the way, hold on a second. Could you imagine if this was swapped around?
Oh,
like
yeah.
If a guy said, like, yeah, I dance for... a woman will call me over to the room. If she wants to diddle herself, I'll charge her a couple bucks extra. Yeah, they pay.
That's
oh
a
yeah,
play
like
right
it just
there.
sounds like insanity.
It's impossible,
right?
Yeah.
Felicia, how much did you used to charge them to play with themselves?
$100.
$100 extra.
Yeah.
And so, what would you make on a outing?
Average, I make about $300 to $400, like for a private, and then like $700 for a party.
Whoa!
And
is that a lot?
Yeah. Well.
You know, you're really gonna like this. Is good. I get paid to masturbate.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you know, like 150.
Again, 150?
Again, think of the opposite.
I just want my job. It's like,
right, but now what if a guy was really cute?
Uh-huh.
And he said, you know, hey, I'm a married guy. I'm out of town on business. I've been with one woman my whole life. He seemed like a nice guy. Would you give him a little hand action?
No way.
Faux show.
$500.
Nope.
$1,000.
All lies. That's all lies.
$1,000?
Well, you know, I've dabbled in that area before, but the honest to God truth is I can't handle it. Like, I have anxiety attacks and stuff when I do it, so.
Because you like it, or because you're afraid that someone might find out that you like it?
No, because, I have a little history of a little bit of a sexual abuse, so.
Of course.
Oh,
of course.
Baby doll. Of course. See, now you ruin it. Don't talk about this in front of the John. This is, by the way.
I was wondering where it breaks from, like, where she dances and does all that stuff, and that's okay. And then, but she won't touch it, and that makes it okay.
Yeah. Well, it's good for her that she doesn't cross that line.
I think that she should, if she's making that much money, definitely bring a guy along with
her
to protect her.
Yeah.
You know, obviously Stefan doesn't want to pay extra for the belly jelly.
Right.
You know, he wants it comped, but you know he's.
I know this is usually the guy, big bald black guy, who flips the tape over and makes change for the guys and explains the rules and everything. But he's kind of a buzzkill. I got to tell you.
But you know, I think he's necessary. I think he's necessary.
All right.
I think violence against women is really wrong, and so. You know.
Well, I don't think anyone's done anything to her thus far.
Yeah. All right. This is Santa Cruz, after all.
But this is where my sack Velcro would really come in when the stripper heard that sound when I got the erection. It's a conversation piece.
It is.
It's an icebreaker.
It is.
Before that, we're just talking about the Deftones.
It beats like popping, you know, to Justin Timberlake songs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Adam
it's a party favorite.
Adam can pop his penis.
I get the penis pop every once in a while, too.
It's just a power play. That's all that is.
What's that?
Double jointing?
No, just I'm here to satisfy, but I'm not here to satisfy.
Right. Well, the guy can play with himself for a couple extra bucks. All right, then you got to tip. You got to tip someone who lets them play with yourself.
Wow.
All right, we're going to take another break.
That sounds good.
Right, we'll be back.
Yo.
Well, that's the show, everybody. Time flies when you're watching Deftones drink beer and fill after a true stupid test. It's been too long, guys. 3 years. Too long.
Yeah, it's too long.
We'll do it in 2.5. No, you guys come back.
Months.
Yeah. Do the whenever you're in town, whenever you got anything to plug.
Yeah,
we
better do that, because I think the next time we put out an album, it's probably going to be
2010.
Yeah, it'll be a long time.
Yeah, so come in between.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't need to plug anything. Or Stefan, you can hook up with Snoop or no, wait, who'd you come in here with?
Me. Hizzle for shizzle, dizzle.
Be real.
No, be real, yeah. And say hi. So anyway, good seeing you guys. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Deftones, everybody. CD is coming out tomorrow night at 12:01 in the AM. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Because that's why people go to MA. This starts happening to them.
What's MA?
It's Marijuana Anonymous.
I never heard of that.
And
you're gonna.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.